Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Tiffany. I'm the supervisor that's on duty. May I please have your first and your last name?
Okay, it's under Tim Schwartz, S-C-H-W-A-R-T-Z.
All right, thank you. And verify the shipping address for me.
10181 State Route 123 West, Clinton, Kentucky 42031.
All right, and thank you. Now, looking over at this account, it does show that a product was ordered, which is called the Texomax and the Vitamax. That was back August the 3rd. Shipping cost was for $7.49 and $6.59. Now, those products are based on the 14-day trial. If the customer goes over that 14 days of that trial, then we do charge for the products, and then we will ship them out every 30 days and charge the full retail price, which is $87.43 and $89.65. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. And I called on
okay.
They were originally on the credit card, and on 8/5 and 8/4, and they were they appeared on the credit card again on 9/20/9/18. We called and canceled, and it shows up again. I was told I'd get a refund, and it has shown up again on our credit card statement.
What day you said? What date you said you called in to cancel?
They were called in on 9/28.
That's the day you called in to cancel, 9/28.
I believe that's correct.
Okay, let's see.
It was on our credit card dated, and it came through as a charge on 9/18. And when we got the credit card statement, we called to cancel it. And they told me that I would be refunded, and I have got another charge on my this month's credit card. Dated,
okay. Okay, so the count is notated for October the 5th. It shows that someone called in to get an understanding about the charges. So they explained the charges about, you know, they explained what the charges was coming from. And it also states that you stated that you would talk with your husband first and you would call back. So that account was never canceled.
Well, we did call back. They didn't update their account information. We did call back, and it is canceled. They say that we didn't call back and cancel it.
Okay, let me see if I can find something else noted, but that's the only thing that I see that's noted that was called about the charges, but the count was never canceled. Someone was going to call back once they spoke with their husband about these charges.
Well, that was me talking to my husband, and I did talk to him, and he is here, and we did call and cancel.
Okay, now I see where someone called in on the 23rd to cancel this account. When they called in on the 23rd to cancel this account was already charged on the 19th of October.
Well, we never received anything in the mail, so I want a refund on that one, on the last one. I want a refund on it.
I can only give a 35% refund, ma'am. I have to go by what's noted on this account. If it was canceled. If it was canceled the day it was canceled on the 23rd of October, the charges was already on the count on the 19th of October.
It was on the charge, but we never got any kind of product.
Okay, let me track it because the USPS tracking number, whenever they deliver our products, they do put the date and time that they're delivered.
You do what you got to do, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am, I am. Thank you. Okay, so the tracking states that the products were delivered. So I'm not for sure why you didn't receive them, but I can, me either, but I can still give the 35% refund for you.
Well, I tell you, I don't care, but take it off my credit card, and if I am charged again, I'm going to the Better Business Bureau.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. $30.60 will be refunded. It'll go back within 3 to 5 business days.
And you better take me off. I better not get another charge.
It was canceled, ma'am, on the 23rd. Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer service. You have a wonderful night.
It was canceled on the 23rd, but I'm still getting charged for it. So thank you very much.